Child care in Cook County is certainly not a new topic for the folks at Cook County Public Health and Human Services. That county department has worked with local child care providers for decades. WTIP reached out to Public Health to learn more about their role in child care in Cook County. And joining me now is Heidi Akins and Grace Bouchard. So first, if you would, please tell me, what do you do at Public Health?
Well, this is Heidi, and I am the licensor for Public Health and Human Services. So I license both family child cares and child foster cares, as well as adult foster cares, which we don't have any of those right now. But that's one of my duties at Public Health and Human Services.
Okay. And Grace?
I supervise Heidi, and we team together to make sure that we're following all the rules and policies of the state of Minnesota in our licensing process. So we don't, all the rules and laws are the same throughout the state, and then it's our job to ensure that when people apply to be in one of these positions that we gather all the appropriate information and then submit it to the state. So we work as a team and make sure that we have proper oversight.
Okay. And would you agree with WTIP has heard from community members? Is there a shortage of childcare in the area?
It's really hard to tell. I think parents would probably be the best place to go for that answer, because we just monitor the childcares. It's not really a part of our duties to evaluate what the need is in terms of which kids are on wait lists or things like that. I think from what we can see, we don't really know what, so if there's a long wait list for a child care, we don't really know which of those kids is already in care, which of those kids are on other wait lists. It's really hard to tell, to know what that sweet spot is in terms of what the need is.
Okay. So there isn't like a centralized place in the county anywhere that kind of keeps track, like that waiting list. So the individual daycares are taking those?
Mm-hmm. Yep, because they're individual businesses. So I think just to back up what Heidi says, it is hard to know. And then also, I think people make their own arrangements, grandparents, aunts, uncles, neighbors fill in. And so they have that need met. So maybe if there was a more daycare on the East End or somewhere else, they might choose that. But it's just really hard to know without asking each person.
So that's tough. Yes. As far as licensing goes, how many licensed daycares are there in Cook County as of today, August 22nd?
Yeah, there are six. So there are two family child cares, and there are two centers, and then there are two what we call special family child cares, and they're kind of in this middle ground between a center and a family child care based on their location and who owns the business. So there are six total right now.
Okay, so two home providers, mm-hmm. and then two centers, and that would be?
The YMCA and Grand Portage Head Start.
Okay, mm-hmm. and then the other?
Is Cooperation Station and the Saplings Program in Tofty.
At Birch Grove in Tofty.
Yes.
Okay. And those are all licensed?
They're all licensed through DHS. And so they're all, those six would be our responsibility to ensure that they're okay. following the rules and laws of the state of Minnesota. And we do the licensing and relicensing and background studies and such with those six providers.
Okay. Okay. And then if someone is interested, because anecdotally here at WTIP, we've heard that people do need and possibly more home providers. Mm-hmm. So if someone is interested in becoming a licensed child care provider, do you help with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I'd be happy to help with that process. I have a kind of a spreadsheet of what that looks like. So I can either go over that here, or I can just say people can come talk to me directly. It's kind of a lengthy process.
Okay. Yeah. So give me the cliff note version of what it entails. Yes.
Sure. So to become a licensed provider, you need to complete an application, and that includes some of your personal information, such as your name and date of birth and such, and then your housing situation, as well as it asks for references. So there's the application, and then from there you would do several things such as a background study and possibly a fire marshal inspection, a well water testing, emergency preparedness plan. There's quite a few documents that need to be completed and processes that need to happen before you can become licensed. But it's doable. And, you know, we really try to work with people when they're interested in the process.
Okay. So it isn't just checking on the individual, it's also their house mm-hmm. and their yes. and yard and the whole thing.
Yes. It's very okay. important, as well as other people living in the home. Any child residing in a family child care over the age of 13 and older also needs to have a background study done.
Oh, okay. And a spouse, if there's a spouse mm-hmm. and so yes. forth. Okay. Mm-hmm. So kind of anyone who's going to be around the children at all.
Which, yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes. And is there any kind of help available? You said you try to help them. So what are opportunities for help?
Well, I can just help them with the process, explaining the paperwork and connecting with them about how it's going. I can't really help beyond that because we have to treat everyone equally. It is a business. But I can gear them towards resources. There are some grant programs that they could apply for toys or putting up a fence or something like that to increase safety for kids. So that's what I can help with.
And that doesn't come from the county then? You refer them to some other agencies or the state or?
Correct. The county yeah. doesn't provide any funding for individual businesses such as family daycares or foster care.
Okay. And so you wouldn't know then if any of our current providers have taken advantage of those things.
Just anecdotally, I would yeah. say they have. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So that's, and I think one of the things yesterday, Bill was on the radio talking about just the Child Care Coalition, and those are some of the ideas. And again, we're very much at the idea stage, but that kind of idea of using some of those funds that are available to help remove barriers so that people can get toys, can put up a fence, you know, because that is a big initial outlay of cost, and it could be a barrier for somebody who has the right attitude and heart for this kind of work. So I think those are some positive ways to help families out and remove some barriers and set up through that grant funding process. So
there you go. You brought it up. That was yeah. one of my questions. Is public health involved in this early childhood coalition? We spoke with Bill Hansen, a community member, about that in an earlier interview. So you are kind of involved in that?
I am a new member to the team. Other people have been on the team. Joni Christensen from Public Health has been on the team. I started attending the meetings, I think, just this summer. And so just learning about how we can all work together. It's in process, and we're excited to see where it goes. It's a complex question, though, and I'm excited to learn what happens.
Well, I'm speaking with Heidi Akins and Grace Bouchard, both involved in childcare and their jobs at Public Health and Human Services. Is there anything else you can think of that people should know about the childcare situation in Cook County?
Well, we just wanted to share with you, everybody, that we are going to have an information session for people who are curious about being licensed, and that's coming up Monday, September 17th at 4 o'clock at the 4-H building, the log building. And just want to, if it's okay with you, just talk mm-hmm. a little bit about what the advantages are of being a child care provider and what some of the struggles are.
Oh, so, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
So some of the advantages are that you can be really active in the community and really make an impact on kids and families. There are some tax advantages to having your own small business in your home. And there are some resources to help people that want to do family child care. One other one I didn't mention earlier is that the Milestones program, mm-hmm. they have different food programs for providers that can really help offset that cost.
Yeah, we just think for anybody that's thinking about it, although we talked a lot about paperwork and checklists and that kind of yes. thing, there are also some great advantages. And if people are interested in remaining in their home, raising their own children, expanding into a child daycare could be really nice. And I think a lot of people have done that, and that's been a really nice way for them to raise their young children. So we just want to let people know that there'll be an opportunity to talk a little bit more in detail, and hopefully we'll have some providers there so that we can get the straight story from them too. So,
mm-hmm. yeah. No, you talked about the benefits, but Grace, you did mention the challenges. So mm-hmm. I guess, what would you say, do you think the paperwork is the biggest kind of obstacle, or what do you think is the biggest challenge for folks wanting to get into this?
I think what I've taken away from it is that it's hard to, you have a lot of people depending on you. So it's hard to take a vacation, and it's hard to take a sick day and things like that. But I think overall that's workable for people to handle. That would be, I think, one of the biggest struggles.
And that was something Bill Hansen kind of touched on real lightly, was the possibility of the coalition figuring out some kind of substitutes for the home care providers. So
yes, that's a great idea. Yeah. And yes, that'd be a fun thing to work on. Because that is one of the barriers. It's really hard if you want to go to school and with your own child and have lunch with them, but you have eight at home, it's hard to leave. You know? So just really, that would be a great way to support people. So
okay. Yeah. So it would be, so people who have ideas like that, you want to hear from them. They should come
Absolutely.
To this meeting.
Yes,
yeah. And
sure.
So give me when is it going to be again?
September 17th. So that's Monday at 4:00 at the 4-H building.
At the community center.
Community center,
okay.
Yep.
And then can folks call you or find you by email in
sure.
interim? Go ahead and give that info, please.
You can reach me at 218-387-3620, and they can ask to speak with Heidi, the licensing worker.
Okay. Well, thanks so much again. I've been speaking with Heidi Aikens and Grace Bouchard of Public Health and Human Services. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Miranda.